Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Saturday. That's right. Special weekend edition of Packers Daily. If there's practice, I'm going to chat about it with you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide, because that's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to you. We're devoted to letting you know what's going on each and every day with your beloved green and gold, including today, practice number 5. Or the pads came on. There was some hitting out there, and there were some tempers a-flaring. There was a few physical dust-ups. There was a near brawl at one point, thanks to Dontavian Wicks and Keyshawn Nixon getting after it at the end of a running play. But overall, a good day for both the defense and the offense in particular, probably sensing a lot of frustration throughout the proceedings so far. Certainly a moment at camp, maybe it was that fight, I don't know, but there was a moment today where things started to turn around for the offense. Obviously, Jordan Love being out there, huge deal, love to see it, but even he wasn't fixing things early on. In fact, he looked a bit rusty, a guy who's missed some practice time. But like I said, about halfway through the proceedings, offense really found its rhythm, and Jordan Love started to cook, and it was fun to watch. Defense was the one who what side of the ball that had to do the pushups at the end of the day. So the offense finally wins a day at training camp. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Hope you're all doing well. So good to see each and every one of you on a Saturday. Thanks for joining me. Probably be a bit shorter today, but as long as you guys are firing the questions away, I'll keep answering them. Hope you're doing well. Before we get going, I got to give a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King. That's right. Based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. They even have a drive-through window. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage, on our app, or indeed in the description of this video. Ladies and gentlemen, don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, or SeatGeek. None of these national companies. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Ticket King for all your Packers ticket needs. What's up, party people? How we doing? IROC starting us off. I'm glad that there was a scuffle at practice. Sounds like it woke the offense up. Go Pack, go. It certainly seemed to. I also think, and I noted this in my camp notes video, which you can go watch when we're done here. There was a certain moment after the second team period, which was the first attempt at a 2-minute drill, where afterwards Matt LaFleur was, you know, kind of gathered with his offensive coaches, and he seemed to, you know, not pissed or perturbed or anything like that, but he certainly seemed like he meant business talking to Steno and company. So I do want to ask him about that tomorrow, but from that moment on, the next team period is when they started to cook. So certainly, whether it was the fight, whether it was coaches figuring stuff out, it certainly turned a corner about halfway through practice today. No doubt about it. We got here, folks. Kenneth, now we are cooking, no doubt. Jack Schaefer, how are you, man? Thanks for checking out the stream. Which wide receiver has the most potential to explode this season? I still say it's Christian Watson. I know we're going to see a lot of all of these receivers. I think they're going to have ample opportunities, each and every one of them. But I think Christian Watson is still, by far, the most explosive, has the highest ceiling, the most potential. You saw a bit of it today during the final 2-minute drill when the Packers' offense, the number ones, finally got in the end zone. That 2-minute drill was sparked by a 50-yard bomb from Jordan Love to Christian Watson up the left sideline, beating Eric Stokes. And Stokes was in decent coverage. It's just Watson was able to run right by him. Watson said in the locker room afterwards, the defense had been squatting on a lot of stuff and was a little flat-footed and really kind of breaking on a lot of their shorter intermediate stuff. Whenever they were running a slant, guys were arriving right when the ball got there. Like, they were really driving on it. So they thought there was an opportunity there. And Jordan, when he talked to the media after practice, he said, you know, he knew Christian would have a good chance against Stokes in that situation, in that against what looked like a single high defense. So they took their shot, and man, it was a beautiful play. Gorgeous throw, great catch by Watson, and it set up their first touchdown. So I still think, yeah, Watson just changes everything. You know, they're a completely different dynamic on the offensive side of the ball when Christian is involved, or even just Christian's out there. You know, as a defense, you're probably not going to see too many single high looks when Christian's out there in the regular season, because you don't want to leave your guy on an island trying to clamp down that speed and explosiveness. Cheese at Joey, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Couldn't make it last night, but let go, Jay Love. Yes, Jordan Love signing his deal. Let's go. I will say, man, we're so lucky as Packers fans to have just Jordan Love, obviously, but just an organization who is very patient and has the patience to let these guys develop. And the way Jordan has handled this has been incredibly, incredibly cool. I really liked his opening statement today with the press, talking about not just his, you know, teammates and his family and things of that nature, but he also thanked the fans. You know, he didn't need to do that. He just, as Matt says, he always seems just to be about the right thing and the right stuff, right? The stuff that's important to him is the stuff that should be important to him. You know, it's just great to see. And I love that he's the face of the Green Bay Packers for the foreseeable future. I think it's great. Funkus. Hey, Nags, did you notice anything, quote, different from Jair today? I seen a clip and he looked a little more juiced today. No, not really. I think he was active early, as I was saying before. The first part of practice when the defense was just suffocating everything the offense was trying to do, there was a particular play where Jordan tried to hit Reed on a kind of a shallow cross, but he had waited pretty much for Reed to get all the way across the field, and he was throwing kind of in the right flat, and he tried to put it on Reed, but it was just a bit behind him, and Jair dove and almost had an interception. He had the ball in his hands, but he couldn't control it on the ground. But Jair jumped up and started jawing at Jordan, talking about, don't come over here, don't try me, all of that. And man, that's the Jair we know and love, right? I mean, it looks like Jair Alexander to me, which is exactly what you want, especially with Halfley's defense in town. She said, Joey, what's up? But remember, Joe Douglas is better, LMAO. That's a pull. That's a pull and a half. Scott, thanks for the super chat. Do you think we will see some two tight end sets in practice? And I hope the season from Matt, good to have Jordan back. Yeah, absolutely. They've actually been utilizing quite a few multiple tight end sets, quite a few throughout camp these 2 days that I've been here. Now, they haven't really featured the tight end heavily in the passing game as a target yet. There have been a few throws to Musgrave. Obviously, Tucker Kraft is still out, but you know, Tyler Davis and Ben Sims, they got a lot of work today. Davis in particular has really hit the ground running, and I think he looks good coming off that torn ACL. It's in so much that it can be. I think it's good that it happened so early last year, so it's allowed him to heal and, you know, get back into shape and able to get out there and contribute right away. Like I said, it looks like he has absolutely not missed anything. He looks really good. So the two tight end stuff will come, I think, especially when Tucker gets out there. But they are using multiple tight ends. Like, that is happening, you know, pretty much every series at this point that I've seen. What else we got here? Justin, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Is there anything about the training camp crowd being in town that annoys the locals like Banky? No. I mean, obviously you have to directly ask Corey that, but no, he's never expressed that to me. And I think everyone loves the vibe. It's great. Like, we always talk about pre-camp and we get so excited for the start of camp, right? But when camp starts, it's awesome in Green Bay. It's the one time a year I come here for an extended period of time for that reason. The vibe is just indescribable. I can't begin to tell you. If you've never been here, I obviously encourage every single Packers fan in the world to try and make it at least one summer, because you really can't express. It's cheesy, but you can't express how magical it is. You really can't. You know, if you're a Packers fan, it's just like going to Disney World. It's unbelievable. And the promise, the hope of a new season. Obviously, you've got a very young, promising team, which helps. But even when they were terrible when I was growing up, it was still just an amazing vibe. You know, now I was thinking about that the other day, like where you walk on the sidewalk on Oneida now, that used to be literally where they would set up, you know, stands, bleachers there, and you'd watch them on Clark Hinkle Field. It was a very different world back then, but before Ray Nitschke Field was even built. But yeah, no, the bike riding, so many kids, so many families, and the way the players really lean into it. Nah, man, there's nothing annoying about any of that. Absolutely not. What else we got? I was reading that Watson was limping around. Any truth? I saw that report from one Big B. I didn't see anything. He looked fine to me. I mean, I think Big B posted that before Watson hit that 50-yarder. So, doesn't seem to be affecting him. Yeah, I didn't see anything. What else we got here, folks? Bears fans laughing at the contract when they never had a QB throw for 4,000 yards or 30 TDs is priceless. Oh, Matthew, of course. You know Bears fans are going to try to belittle it and try and minimize it when they've literally had to keep using first-round picks on quarterbacks and keep failing. You know, come on. Whether it's Trubisky, whether it's Fields, hey, good luck with this one. You know, hey, that's all they got. It's all right. You know, don't make fun of the afflicted. The Bears fans can't help it. Levi, thanks for the super chat. How many wide receivers do you think we keep? Six? I think six is a good bet. I'm waiting for Malik Heath to kind of pop off, you know? So far, there hasn't been a whole lot for the wide receivers to get excited about or, you know, really potentially even do much just because the defense has been so kind of stifling early on. But I've seen a little bit of Bo Melton, a little bit of Malik Heath, but mostly it's been kind of those, that main group from last year, mixing in with the tight ends. So hopefully they keep six and either Bo or Malik make it onto the 53. We'll see. Joe, what's up, man? That post by Paul Bredel about the autonomy McKinney has was interesting. Pencil and Bullard as starter opposite McKinney. I wouldn't put anybody opposite McKinney just yet. They're certainly running guys in and out each and every day. Matt said that's going to be an open competition for a while. I don't think any of that gets decided until we get through a couple preseason games. But yeah, Paul's note was amazing. Paul's so good. If you're not following Paul Bredel on Twitter or reading his stuff or listening to him on the radio, I absolutely 1,000% encourage you to do so as a Packers fan. He's so smart. He does a great job in the locker room of talking to guys and getting like really good nuggets about the game itself and what's going on the field and certain plays and things like that. He's just great. And to Joe's point here, he, you know, talked to Bullard about how McKinney can literally tell them pre-snap, okay, I'm going to be the safety, the deep safety, and you go up, or vice versa, based on what the offense is doing personnel-wise, alignment, etc. Like, he apparently has the ability to just call his shot each and every play, which is kind of amazing. Now, we'll see, you know, how much of that makes it into the regular season, because, you know, I would suspect right now it's lab time, you know, they're working on things, but I would suspect Halfley will probably maybe not pull the reins in a little bit that way, but he, I would suspect, have a few more kind of, maybe not rigid calls, but calls that are pretty set for most of the game planning. But we'll see. John Simatovich, what's up? Got nothing. Grilling corn. Green Bay, J-Lo, back. Cheers to you. Thank you, John. Pickle pillows. What a handle. Thanks for checking out the stream, man. What corner looking best? Jair Alexander. I don't think it's particularly close. I think Stokes has had a couple good days here, no question about it. Valentine has been solid, but, man, it's Jair Alexander. I will say Kalen King, I thought, had a decent day today. They've been – it's interesting because they've been utilizing or running Kalen at with Keyshawn Nixon during individual stuff, like when they do drill work as a position. He's been doing stuff with Keyshawn as a slot corner, but mostly I've seen him run on the perimeter. And with the twos and threes, and he's looked good. He's looked solid. So I think everybody's having so far a pretty strong start to camp. But man, it's Jair Alexander. And it's, I don't think it's close. Any surprise flashes from guys so far, or is it way too early for that? Nothing's really surprised, but like you say, it is early. You know, it's just literally the first day that they've put pads on, which is when the actual football starts, right? So we'll let them settle in a little bit before we kind of dive into that. I will say, Devon Bullard had a great play today where, admittedly, Jacob Eason threw a bad ball, but just talk about being able to read it on the fly and make a play instinctually. Bullard stepped in front of this pass in the flat and just took it to the house for a pick six. It's the kind of thing that, you know, that's what you expect from a big time Georgia defensive player that's going to come in and help you right away, hopefully. But again, to your point, I wouldn't call that a surprise. I'd call that, yeah, that's what you expect him to do, right? So give it a few days. We'll see if anyone kind of pops up as a surprise. John Simatovich, what's up, man? I do have something. Carlson looking promising? He is, but here's my rule. You don't talk about Anders Carlson. The second rule of training camp is you do not talk about Anders Carlson. That's my only rule. It is my only rule. Oh, do we have a Bears fan in here? Amazing. Packers won only two games more than the Bears last year. Bears vastly improved their offense in every area, including play calling. Bears taking the North easily. What's the color of the sky in your world? I'd love to know. But hey, this is your time of year. Like, through the end of the season, through week one, is when Bears fans rule. So enjoy it. I'm really happy for you. It's great. Who is someone who will get lots of snaps in the preseason and should dominate? Dominate? I don't know, man. That's a big word and a hefty word for preseason football. I mean, you guys know they run so many guys in and out. It's always a bit disjointed. I'd be surprised if anyone dominated preseason. That feels suspiciously like a fantasy football question, like you're trying to get ahead of your draft, but I'll let it slide. Justin, hearing some nasty rumors that you're a Kroll's East guy over West. I do prefer Kroll's here by Lambeau, but hey, man, dig what you dig. Whatever you want, whatever you like, you do you. But I would never, ever, ever go anywhere other than the Kroll's right across the street from Lambeau. You know why? Because that's where I grew up going. My grandma and grandpa took me there pretty much every day when we went to training camp when I was a kid. So I have real kind of fond memories of the place. And as far as like the food, oh, the food is so much better. No, it's not. Stop kidding yourself. The food is fine both places. I love the Butterburger at both places. I love the cheese curds at both places. And that's all I care about. And guess what? The Spotted Cow is cold at both places. So that's all I care. Like, it's fine. The food is fine at both places. I like Kroll's here because I have a sentimental attachment to it. It's as simple as that. But hey, if you don't and you prefer the other one, great. Awesome. Do you? Patrick, what's up? Haven't seen you in a while. Thanks for supporting the channel. Appreciate you. Glad I can watch you live. The Bears still suck. Go Pack, go. Simple and to the point. I like it. Braden, kickoff / kick return practice. They've been doing it quite a bit. I think it's interesting. They have a stable of guys that they've been running as their potential kick returners, including Josh Jacobs, which I think is fascinating with these new rules. I think there's a chance that things get, you know, pretty physical. Some scrums going to occur, I would think. And I love the idea of him, like, you know, powering through some folks for a big return. But we'll see. The only thing that's really weird is the way, you know, both lines are much closer together, and then they wait until the kick, and then they both run, and they have to kick it in the zone to try and make sure they don't have a touchback. And yeah, it's unique. It's going to take some getting used to, but at the end of the day, you know, you're trying to advance the football, which is, you know, it's like football forever. AJ Dillon for kick returner. I'd be surprised if he doesn't get a shot at it. I mean, it makes all the sense in the world. Potential for injury, the same with the new kickoff rules. Brandy, yeah, they're playing ball. You know, it's not even just the fact that you're going to get tackled, right? You're going to be blocking. There's going to be the physical aspect of the game. But, hell, you get hurt at any moment playing football. You know, I think there's no doubt that the NFL is trying to save the play. There was probably rumors, you know, these last few years that they were just going to eliminate the kickoff altogether. It felt like that's where it was heading. I don't think they would have made this change if there was some significant increase in the potential for injury. In fact, I think they probably went this route in the attempts to not only revive the play, but take some of the guys flying down the field and that causing a lot of the injuries, especially head trauma, out of the game. There's much shorter distance that they're traveling now. So as you'll see, that first preseason game. Has Jair been out there as usual? How's Stokes looking? Yes, Jair's been out there like usual and has been balling out. He had another strong day today. And Stokes has been very, very good, I will say. They certainly seem to want him to just kind of run with this cornerback two job. And it feels so far like he is. So they're absolutely doing exactly what you would expect from both of those guys. No doubt about it. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, and sometimes Saturday and Sunday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.